people think. Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think.
Diversity Cornwall's 10th annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamro Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco,
Harrison
and Alex
from Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I come into the studio every week as if I am coming to make you a 2-hour mixtape. When I make mixtapes, it's... When I did make mixtapes, it was always that idea of throwing something new at you, but also a classic surprise that you think, gosh, I haven't heard that for so long. And I hope that Girly So Groovy does that. It is a 2-hour mixtape that celebrates and amplifies voices every week. In this week, the very first hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got brand new music on the way from Lucy Dacus, as well as new music from Valerie June, as well as this hour, I've got music on the way from Claro and Soccer Mummy, music coming up from Martha Wainwright as well. But we're going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a musician who found her way into our top 10 list for 10 best albums for 2024. It was almost 7 years ago now that Haley Hendricks, the Oregon indie folk artist, made a name for herself with her album, I Need to Start a Garden. And as her debut, it introduced us to Haley Hendricks's deft finger picking and introspective lyrics. Well, finally, just last year, she returned with her sophomore follow-up. It's called Seed of a Seed. We have been featuring it here since its release here on Girly So Groovy. Girly So Groovy is never a one single one and done with an album type of show. We definitely simmer with the song. So let's kick off the full 2 hours with gorgeous indie folk rock. It's Haley Hendricks right now here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
eyes were in the dark when I saw you, and yours were shining like stars when I saw you. We were both a little drunk when I saw you, and the rules in my life when I saw you, and the doors were all locked when I saw you, the curtains were drawn down when I was living alone. We all live alone. My eyes were in the dark when I saw you, and yours were shining like stars when I saw you. We were both a little drunk when I saw you, and there were holes in my heart.
Music right there from Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright from her most recent album, Love Will Be Reborn, her divorce album that packs as much hope as it does heartbreak. We heard the song Hole in My Heart from Martha Wainwright. In the middle, it is British singer-songwriter Beth Orton with her song Rectify. You can find that on her album Comfort of Strangers. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is Oregon indie folk artist Haley Hendericks. From her latest sophomore album, Seed of a Seed, we heard the song Iron Song. And as I mentioned earlier, we have been featuring that album on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. If you are a fan of acts like The Weather Station or of Monsters and Men, I would say of Joni Mitchell or Laura Marlene, you are going to find something you love in the music that Haley Hendericks makes. Okay, I am excited for this next set. We're going to kick off the whole set actually with a request. Loyal listener Natalie Westfall, who is also a local Windsor musician, lead singer of Windsor band Teenage Geese, messaged me through Facebook. And I love this. I feel like it's Girly So Groovy reporting on the road. Natalie messaged me and said that she had a great time at an festival in Alberta, and there were a number of musicians she thought that I should check out. And from the list she sent me, one that really grabbed my ear is a musician by the name of Fontaine. Fontaine is a Winnipeg folk rock singer-songwriter who makes music inspired by her Indigenous roots as well as the prairie landscape she grew up with. It's just beautiful folk rock. So a huge thank you to loyal listener and friend of Girly So Groovy, Natalie, for introducing me to Fontaine. So let's dive into that right now. Fontaine here on Girly So Groovy.
Never wanted to be a homemaker. Always wanted to live in the city with the coffee shops and little bars and the sirens and the busy cars. That's all I thought I'd need. I never was somebody's girl, so forgive me if I'm a little scared to give this thing a whirl. But honey, you know that you're making it easy. I've lost myself. Ooh. I'm changing into something new. I don't recognize myself in the mirror, and there's nothing you could do any clearer. No. Still I'm confused. I've lost myself. Nothing
place.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from the now defunct Toronto folk rock band Au Bijou. From their album Beacons, we heard the song Make It Gold. In the middle, it is music from Windsor, Ontario's folk rock band Teenage Geese. From the album Cat and Cormorant, we heard the song California. Such gorgeous songwriting, gorgeous production. Natalie, lead singer of Teenage Geese, reached out to me earlier this week through Facebook, messaging me about a fantastic concert festival she went to while traveling in Alberta, and gave me a few recommendations, and that's where we started the set. She recommended a musician known as Fontaine, Winnipeg, a folk rock singer-songwriter, Fontaine, and I loved what I heard. We listened to Fontaine's song, Homemaker. It's the opening song to her EP, Yarrow. Lover, again, Fontaine is her name. If you'd like to hear more from her, she is on Bandcamp, as well as Teenage Geese being on Bandcamp. If you want to hear more from Natalie and Teenage Geese, I highly recommend them. And Natalie, if you're listening, I am ready for new music from Teenage Geese to feature here on Girly So Groovy. All right, lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on the show. I've got new music from Valerie June. I've got some really fun classic R&B on the way. Claro, Soccer Mommy, new music from Lucy Dacus coming up. But when we talk about classic sounds, we've got classic doo-wop girl groups up next with The Hearts here on Girly So Groovy.
Please. Don't you let me go tonight. Don't you let me go tonight. Don't you let me go tonight.
For anyone that is heartbroken or anyone still clinging on to something that has an expiration date and you can't admit it, that one right there, honey, that one was for you. Swedish singer-songwriter Licky Lee with the gorgeous song Tonight. That comes from Licky Lee's debut album, Youth Novels. In the middle, a musician who I am obsessed with, especially with her newest album, one of my favorites released in 2025 so far, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She is back with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resilience, an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. We heard the song, All I Really Want to Do, and I'm not sure if I did a concert review or not, but gosh, it was maybe a month or so ago that we, my husband and I had the opportunity to see Valerie June live in concert at the Magic Bag in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale, Michigan, and it was my first time seeing her. What an incredible performer. That voice that you hear on album is exactly what you hear live in concert. With this album, and I think with her entire spirit, the whole concert, the whole mission of Valerie June is exactly that, spreading joy. The stage was littered with roses. She came out in a full red sequin jumper. It was a magical evening. Well worth getting into Valerie June. If you love Mavis Staples, classic R&B, doo-wop and soul, you will find things that you love with Valerie June. And speaking of classic doo-wop, we went back to 1955 to start the set with Bronx high school girl group The Hearts with their song Lonely Nights. It was released as a single back in 1955. So what does that put that song? 70 years old. Unbelievable. And there is still heartbreak to it that could speak to an audience today. All right, let's keep things going from heartbreak to love is where we go next with new music from Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist, and now better known perhaps these days as one third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. Lucy Dacus released her fourth solo album, Forever Is a Feeling. She released it earlier this year back in March. And I have to say, every time I talk about this album, I mention this, that the album caught me off guard in a really good way. It is a heartfelt love album. You know, weeks before the album release, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And for all the anxiety, the rage, the fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to revel in love, especially queer love. So thank you, Lucy Dacus, for that. Let's dive into love right now with Lucy Dacus here on Girly So Groovy.
Loving father, friend and son, printed backwards on my shoulder blade from leaning back on a plaque on a bench. I carry David's name until it fades. Why does it feel significant? Why do I have to tell you about it? Trying to fall asleep back flat on the floor while you were eating continental breakfast in Singapore. You make me homesick for places I've never been before. How'd you do that? How's tomorrow so far? Meeting your family was a trip, seeing what you got from them, for better or worse, a blessing and a curse. You don't need to love them, but you do. You can
can take off a year or two, but I'll be here when you get back. When you told me about your new man, it wasn't news, 'cause you've got all these mannerisms that you never do, like rolling your eyes and laughing real dry, like you were trying him on for size. And even if it doesn't fit, you'll wear it, 'cause if it's what you want, you're gonna get it. I've heard this anecdote at least a dozen times. Yeah, I know every word and inflection as if it were mine. I like watching you. You can leave him spellbound, but you will
rather be
I feel like that set was perfectly made for just lounging around on a summer day. Music right there from Soccer Mummy, the stage name of Sophie Allison, the singer-songwriter who brings hooky, angular indie rock with personal lyrics. From her most recent album, Evergreen, we heard the song Lost. And in the middle, a musician who is known for her soft, intimate vocals and dreamy introspection. It is songwriter Claro. From her latest album, Charm, we heard the opening song, Nomad, and then starting that set off, it is new music from Lucy Dacus. The song is called Modiglioni. Every time I listen to a song from the new album, Forever is a Feeling, there is always a line that just jumps out at me. And such as with the song we heard, what is the line that jumped out at me? You make me homesick for places I haven't even been yet. Girl, that is Emily Dickinson, love poem, sapphic songwriting right there. And again, just reveling in the fact that Lucy Dacus released a love album is just fantastic. Lucy Dacus is touring in support of the new album. She has tour dates across North America. For tour dates, go to her website, lucydacus.us. For listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM, know that Lucy Dacus will be coming through Detroit on July 29th at Masonic Temple. Okay, we have lots more music to get into in the second hour, but before we dive into that, I feel like we need to wrap up this first hour by continuing this lazy, laid-back summer vibe. We're going to do that with Vancouver indie jazz singer-songwriter Jill Barber. She released a new album. The new album, I'm trying to remember now. Encore is the name of the album. Yes, Encore. A collection of songs done en français, cover songs. We are going to listen to Jill Barber do her jazz take of the song De temps et de temps. No, De temps en temps. Right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Dis pas que tu m'adores, embrasse-moi de temps en temps. Un mot d'amour, c'est incoloré, mais un baiser, c'est éloquent. Ne me fais pas de longs poèmes, ne parle pas de tes émois pour me prouver. De temps en temps, embrasse-moi dans tes bras. Quand ma vie se casse, monsieur me quitte, tu dois m'indemniser. Il faut bien que je fasse provision de baisers. Ne me dis pas que tu m'adores, mais pense à moi de temps en temps. Car bien des fois le cœur ignore ce que la main écrit souvent. Ne jure pas d'être fidèle, je veux le croire malgré toi. Mais si les filles de temps en temps, dis, pense à moi.
Okay, welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to, you know this, the women who rock, and of course, you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klender, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. We've done that in the first hour. We continue into the second hour with music on the way from Tess Parks. New music from Ezra Furman. I've got Fantagram on the way. Patti Smith, Throwing Muses, Laura Marling. I've got another request in the second hour coming up for you. Don't forget, if you ever have a request for Girly So Groovy, you can do so by reaching out through our social media channels. We're on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or we are also on Instagram. There you can find us at GSG Radio. And in addition to being able to message any requests, you can check out the playlist in print, as well as find links to musicians and bands featured and links to our Mixcloud listening page. Let's kick off the second hour right now with music from a folk, alternative folk singer-songwriter who actually got her start. This is some Girly So Groovy trivia for you. She got her start as the nanny for the children of Tom Waits. So that would be a pretty good gig, I guess, if you are a musician, to work with somebody as talented as Tom Waits. So anyways, Jessica Hoop is the name of the musician. That's where we're heading into the second hour with right now here on Girly So Groovy.